This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China is threatening serious consequences after the United States Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row. Tensions have been rising between China and the United States in the region. Washington has been pushing back at Beijing's growingly assertive posture in the South China Sea, a strategic region for China, an area that China claims for itself. The U.S. 7th Fleet said Friday that the USS Milius guided missile destroyer had actually sailed near the Paracel Islands as part of a freedom of navigation event. Police in South Texas say that two migrants have been found dead and at least 10 have been hospitalized, and authorities received a call that they were suffocating in a freight train near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Uvalde Police Department says Border Patrol was informed of the phone call and able to stop the train on Friday. The condition of all those hospitalized was not immediately known. University Health in San Antonio, Texas, tweeted that it had received two male patients, one in critical condition, another person in serious condition. U.S. President Joe Biden says the immigration deal announced by U.S. and Canada, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, aims to shut down a process that has enabled tens of